Miles Sanders, cool dude, had a wicked freaking rookie season. Right now, let's talk with Miles Sanders, the Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Year Award. And Miles is doing some work with Pepsi. It's Super Bowl 54. You know, Miles wants to be in a Super Bowl, and, hey, the Eagles might just get back there. Miles, good morning, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good, man. We're doing good. Excited to talk to you, man. Fan of you. I watched you play in college. I was a fan of your explosiveness. Great work. Congratulations on a nice year. But I guess it feels incomplete that you're not playing right now. And, you know, one thing I like about you and being in New York right now, I see the same thing from Saquon. He don't care, man, if he has a highlight reel, like, spin move. He doesn't care about how many yards he puts up. He wants to win football games. And you seem to be the same way, man. You want to get the job done, but you're all about the team and winning games. So talk to us about what your rookie season was like.
Yeah, that's kind of been me my whole time. Never been like that type of player that really worried about stats or anything. But the most important thing to me is definitely winning games, and that's what creates greatness. So, and the way the season went, it's one that I'll definitely remember for the rest. So I'm just blessed to be here, be on at this stage, you know, and be able to do what I did this season. Definitely a blessing.
And you are a Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Year finalist. So you guys fought through, and, you know, I think if you look up the term adversity in the dictionary, you see a Philadelphia Eagle logo next to it, right? There's real-life adversity, as we see this week with Kobe. But you know what I'm saying. Man, there was a lot of stuff that went on with the Philadelphia Eagles this year. But the thing from afar that I noticed, your room really stuck together. The guys stuck together. There's a sense of pride with the organization. You got in the playoffs, and, you know, after really, like, you know, sinking everything in that you guys went through, I'm thinking, damn, next year you guys are going to be a dangerous football team because you can't have as many things go wrong as you did this year.
Yeah, the way everything went this year, probably shouldn't even be in the playoffs, you know. But that's what I love about this team. It showed a lot what our team is about with all the stuff that happened, not even just the injuries, but all the drama that happened outside of the locker room and stuff like that too. So, and for us to still stay together and make the playoffs shows a lot. So I'm very excited for the future and with the guys that we got on this team.
Miles, you were born in Pennsylvania, you go to Penn State, and then you get to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. How much pride do you have for staying in the state and getting to play in front of pretty much the same fans for your whole life?
Yeah, a lot of pride, man. It's a special situation that I'm in. Not a lot of guys get to say that they've been in their home state the whole life, really. And like I say, I'm just happy to represent my city, Pittsburgh, and the state of Pennsylvania and Philly. All across the whole state. So I'm blessed to be in this situation and just trying to ball out, man.
And all you all you people in Philly and in Pennsylvania too, don't forget the Rookie of the Year award, the Pepsi Rookie of the Year award, voted by the fans. So you can log on and get that done. Our man Joe Ranieri in Miami, Florida, what you got, Joe?
I'm just help us break this down, man. Big game here. I mean, what? How do you see this rolling out? Are we going to get a whole bunch of scoring in this game, or do you think defenses are going to rule the day?
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, honestly. I think the two offenses are very explosive, so I don't see any defense really stopping them. They might get slowed down because of the Super Bowl, but I still expect like a high 30-point game probably.
Who do you think wins the game? Do you have any, I want the NFC to win? Like, is there anything? Do you have any friends that you're close with or a coach that you're pulling for?
No. Not really. I think the Chiefs will run away with this one, though.
You think the Chiefs win the game?
Yeah.
When you get to hear all the time defenses win Super Bowls, however, you're a running back, so you like to make sure that you can help keep the team on your shoulders, too. What are your thoughts on when people say, well, defenses win Super Bowls, and the 49ers, they're the better defense in this game, however you think it's Kansas City?
I don't know, man. I feel like Chiefs, definitely should have been in the Super Bowl last year. You know, they came up short to the Patriots, and they haven't stopped since last year. And Pat Mahomes playing on a high level as far as Travis Kelce too. So, and that offense is just electric with Pat Mahomes, and I just feel like they're going to run away with this one.
Now, you talked earlier about, you said, you know, you've always been that way, and I brought up Saquon. I wanted to ask you about Coach Franklin. And, you know, he seems to rub a lot of other coaches the wrong way. Like, you know, I read a Big Ten coaches poll, most disliked coach. And I'm thinking, yeah, do you dislike him for a reason, or is it because he's kicking your ass all the time? And just a ton of success, Coach Franklin. I don't know. Like, he doesn't do a lot of interviews, though, Miles, so we don't really know too much about him. You just sort of see him on the sidelines. But how did he help you prepare, and what are the differences between Coach Franklin and Coach Peterson? But start with Franklin, and, you know, is it about, like, you know, did you get any of this? Hey, it's about the team and not the stats from him. What did he instill in you? What did you learn from Coach Franklin, and what's the difference between him and Peterson?
I mean, he's a cool dude. You know, never had any situations like any bad situations with him, so I wouldn't know anything bad to really say about him. He's a good guy, you know, very family oriented guy. He's always engaged with the players every day, as far as especially with me, with my experience that I had with him. He's just a cool guy, man, and just wants to win. That's the most important thing that he loves doing is winning. So.
Miles, I actually went to Penn State for 2 years. I want to hear what your go-to have-to-eat spot is in Happy Valley.
Dang. What's that that sandwich place? It's not for Manny Brothers, but it's by, like, around the corner from Chipotle. I'm trying to remember. Bagel Crust. I love Bagel Crust.
What about Pokey Sticks?
Pokey Sticks?
You get Gumbies?
Nah, not really.
You weren't allowed to eat that.
Yeah, they fed him in actually college. Yeah, they fed him there when
he ate playing. Much better than I did.
Talk to me about your impressions of Carson Wentz this year, man, having played with him for the first time. I mean, what'd you pull away this season with Carson Wentz as your QB?
I think he's special, man. I think we got a very special quarterback that's ready to do some special things, you know. And with everything that's been happening so far, everything that he's overcame, you know, with the injuries and stuff, I mean, I think he had his best year this season, and not even having a starting receiver out there. So it just shows a lot about him, and no matter who's out there, he's going to give us the confidence for us to go out there and perform for him. That's what I love about him.
Miles Sanders with us, nominated for the Pepsi NFL Rookie of the Year Award. Set an Eagles rookie record for rushing yards, 818, scrimmage yards, 1,327, all-purpose yards, 1,641, and he's not about the numbers. He's about winning. Miles, I look forward to seeing you play at MetLife Stadium next year. Always crazy, man, when the Eagles and Giants play, and, you know, Giants are trying to put it back together. Always fun watching you play football. Congratulations on a great rookie campaign, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
There's Miles Sanders with us. Great, great young running back.